Hi, everyone. I'm Jennifer Vine, President and CEO of the Education Foundation of Sarasota County and your host for Education Conversations, a discussion forum to share innovative and relevant thoughts, research, and ideas on education today. In this podcast, we explore ways to help prepare students to thrive. Welcome to this episode of Education Conversations, a collective approach to completion. Education after high school can dramatically increase earning potential and the ability to pursue more career opportunities. However, even after students get accepted to college or a technical school, earning a degree or a certificate is not a given, and we all know it's not an easy proposition. Life happens, and many students must step away. Unfortunately, some of them never get started. These students unfortunately miss out on an amazing opportunity. So this year, Planet Sarasota, who I've talked about before in previous podcasts, it's our local college access network, we piloted a regional initiative to re-engage students who have stepped away from college or who were admitted but never enrolled. The initiative seeks to help these students eliminate barriers that prevent them from earning a degree or certificate. So today I'm excited to talk to two individuals who are vital to the success of this program, and that's Matt Smith and Dr. Brittany Nielsen. And I'll tell you just a little bit about the two of them before we get started. Matt is the completion coach for this initiative, and you're going to hear a lot more about what that completion coach is, but I certainly think by its definition, you know what we're aiming for. And he builds off of his work with us through LEAP Tampa Bay, another local college access network that connects organizations from across the Tampa area to help students pursue education after high school. And Matt brings an extensive experience supporting college students, having also served as a completion coach through a statewide initiative called Complete Florida. And he is also an academic advisor at Columbia Southern University. And then we have Brittany, who is the Vice President of Student Services and Enrollment Management for the State College of Florida, Sarasota Manatee. Brittany is a Wisconsin native who is a product of community colleges and a first-generation college student, so she brings a wealth of experience and knowledge, having served in many capacities in student affairs and admissions. So Matt and Brittany, welcome to Education Conversations. I'm certainly excited to learn more and hear your stories.
Jennifer, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah, it's great. So before we get started, I think the first leading question is, why does this work matter? And so, Matt, maybe I'll start with you because you started at a statewide level doing this. Why does it matter that we're helping kids finish? I say kids all the time. This could be adult learners. Keep that in mind, people. But why does it matter?
I think it truly matters because there's just such a large population of individuals that I feel are just being left behind. Not to say that the colleges or anybody like that are like, you know, specifically left them behind, but I think it's just that people, you know, forget that there's, you know, individuals who started college but just never were able to get over that hump with completion, because as you pointed out earlier, there's been so many barriers for students with completion. You know, they have something come up with their family, you know, they might have something come up with, you know, expenses to where they just, you know, they have to take care of that immediately. And so from my time with Complete Florida all the way currently, what I've learned is just there's not one size fits all for students whenever they are looking to return. You got students who've been out for 20 plus years. You've got students who've been maybe a year or two. The system is just continually changing. And so somebody that's been out even 20 years to 1 to 2 years, it's a completely different process for them to get back in. And so they kind of need that guidance in order to get started back in so that they know where to start. Because that's usually the first question a student says is, what do I even need to do to get returned back in? And so that's where that kind of process starts, with having somebody that can walk them through that.
Yeah, that's super helpful. And Brittany, your boots on the ground at State College of Florida. So what's the perspective you see and why this is so important?
Well, I think what we really want to do is turn the stop into a pause. And that's exactly what Matt is talking about, is the connection what we formed with LEAP Tampa Bay and Planet Sarasota is the opportunity to make it seamless. So we open up the information for Matt to have a robust conversation with our student and start to identify what caused them to stop. And then what we do is we get them right back through the pipeline. If it's the application, yes, it probably looks vastly different than 5-10 years ago. So we'll help them complete that. If it's financials, we have a financial aid process. If they missed something, we'll connect them with a financial aid advisor right away. And if it's academic, a lot of times our students don't realize they only need a handful of credits to complete a degree.
Yeah, I think that's what's so interesting, and it certainly was an aha for me, was when we looked at the credits needed for completion, oftentimes it was just marginal. And so, Matt, when your experience of just having started this pilot, what are you seeing that the students most need to overcome the barrier and get that completion done?
One question that always gets brought up to me by students is they're saying, you know, I was there 5 years ago, and are my credits even still good at this point? And I think the students don't realize whenever they are coming back that, yeah, your credits are generally still good. So you're fairly close to completion. Doesn't mean that those credits are wiped away now whenever you're trying to return. Then they get a better sense of hope once they are returning and realize, oh, well, I only have like 2 or 3 classes remaining.
Right.
And then just kind of walking them through the process of applying for financial aid. And, you know, one thing that helps with our service is letting students know that for some reason, if you're not eligible for financial aid or if you have any other financial barriers, we do have financial assistance to be able to help students. Because that was one thing that I even learned from the time with Complete Florida is that when you have a financial assistance component built in, students are very successful with completion because when they don't have to think about finances, they can focus more on their schoolwork and be very successful.
Yeah, and Brittany, just go back to the State College of Florida. So again, if someone's listening to this podcast saying, you know, maybe I am one of these people that needs to complete, how would you welcome them and embrace them back onto the campus at State College of Florida?
I'm so glad you asked that because our team is a network of support. Everybody, as soon as this initiative started, circled around Matt and went through every piece of orientation. The myths, there are so many that we're not even aware of, but as Matt had said, my credits aren't available anymore. Yes, they are. I took my credits a long time ago somewhere else. We will transfer those credits in. I'm too old. My time has passed. Absolutely not. I will tell you, we have 60, 70, sometimes 80-year-old students, and it's been a lifelong goal. There are reasons for everyone to pause. I myself paused in college, and it was a volleyball coach that brought me back in.
Oh, wow.
So if it's sports, if it's clubs and organizations, we have on-campus jobs. So a lot of times the financial piece of it, we can incorporate that into your full plan. But remove the guilt, remove the shame, mm-hmm. remove the reasons why. We just want to help you. So walking through that door, making that phone call, responding to the email to say, I might want to come back, let us know what we can do and we will support you fully in that journey.
That's so fantastic. And I know the Education Foundation of Sarasota County, what we've discovered and learned is the power of relationships and that really providing that personalized concierge service and support. So kudos, Matt, for extending your professional services to us, because I think we're seeing some early benefits from it. So can you share, Matt, a little bit of what is happening on the front line? What are you seeing in terms of the response through this pilot?
Yeah, I'm seeing great response from students who are interested in returning, particularly whenever I just send out email campaigns, just letting them know just what the resources are, particular dates. Students respond back to me and say, you know, I've been thinking about this for a while, but, you know, your email finally just prompted me to say, I'm ready to go. Just because I think when they realize, they get it from somebody who's, you know, a third party that's connected to them, they realize that this is, you know, somebody that's in the community that wants to help them towards completion. And it's not just some sort of other email that, you know, they've probably received over time. It's somebody in the community that wants them to complete.
That's fantastic. And Brittany, I think the academic side of the house, we speak in the vernacular of summer slide and summer melt, and there's distinctions between the two. But can you put that in layperson's terms so that people can understand when they see something like that? What does that really mean?
A lot of times we talk about the summer melt, and Matt has helped in this initiative, has helped with it, where they commit early on and they're ready to go. And then the summer happens. And sometimes we hear from students, well, I have a good job. And so now I don't know if I can move to part-time in my job and start school full-time. And so they'll just stop. They will just not show up and go. And I think that's the big piece, is keeping students, most importantly, keeping families engaged in the process of what college is, because there's no one size fits all. We have some students that will pick up just one summer class, and it's just to build their confidence, see what it's like, jump through the hoops, and then usually by the end of summer, they want to commit to at least part-time in the fall. But there's an opportunity, and there's various modalities, especially with State College of Florida. We have Lakewood Ranch, we have Bradenton, we have Venice, and we have online. So there's different ways to be successful and still work towards completion.
That's super. And you soon will have a parish campus,
I understand. We will. Parish is on the way.
Yeah, that's really super. So I think the message that I'm hearing you say is really the cadence for which any enrolled student wants to engage is up to them. But the fact that they just keep moving. What is it from?
Just keep swimming.
Yes, there you go. That's where it came from, the whole thing. Yes, but just keep going. And I think that really results in something. So Matt, going back to kind of what you're seeing in this first year pilot, are you seeing any significant barriers, or is there any aha moments that have revealed to us things that we need to do differently?
Yeah, I think it's the barriers are pretty similar to what I've found with the community that I work in Tampa Bay with. It's the financial barriers, like I highlighted earlier. It's the individuals who, you know, have a drive to want to return, but, you know, for one thing or another, they might not have had a very good semester whenever they left, and so now they're not eligible for financial aid. But really what they just need is that extra assistance for maybe a semester or two to get back in and complete those classes and then become academically eligible again for financial aid. Or it might just be, you know, needing that additional cost to cover remaining textbooks or something like that, that they just don't have personally, because maybe financial aid covers up to a point. And so that's what I've found really for students whenever they've reached out to me, is very interested in returning. What are my credits? But yeah, the thing is the big but with financial assistance. They really want to return, but they just don't know how they'll be able to handle the funding to be able to do that.
Yeah, and we had from State College of Florida, Andrea LaChapelle certainly was a part of our podcast earlier, and we spoke about the importance of FAFSA. And so I think just to put a nod to, or a little period to the end of your great statement, is that the importance of just completing that FAFSA really does open up a forum of a lot of different scholarship opportunities that sometimes families and students are unaware of. Because let me just say this, the community is on your side, and we want to see you get to that other side of completion. And so anything that we all can do collectively, I think we're all in for that. So Brittany, it also brings me back to what we've been talking about, is really about the strength of the collaborations. And this is something that we've been doing. Obviously, we said we took a page out of the playbook of Leap Tampa Bay. We've been doing a collaboration across county lines with Manatee and Sarasota, as we, the Education Foundation, are just Sarasota County bound. At the same time, you are not, and yet State College of Florida is not. And the collaborations, the students don't just delineate themselves by county lines. And so we said, boy, that's really important. So what are you seeing in terms of why is it that these collaborations and the agility of working together matter?
This is why I do what I do. Jennifer, it's probably the same for you. It's about giving back and supporting our community and meeting people where they are. And that's the most important piece, to sit at a table with amazing foundations and Leap Tampa Bay and our LCANs working together to say we are side by side, we're next door to one another, and we need to jointly come together, put our efforts, our dollars into this. It's only going to help our community. And I will tell you, at the State College of Florida, we want our students to receive their degrees but stay in the workforce. We have jobs ready to go. We want you to finish that degree, whether it is to move up be recertified or complete an AA, an AS, or a baccalaureate degree so that you can reap the benefits for yourself and your family.
That's terrific. And so just to get a little personal with you all, I think oftentimes people get into this work because of their own life journeys and lived experiences that they have. And I think, Brittany, in the introduction, we spoke about how you began in a community college. You were first generation, and you commented briefly about that volleyball coach. So I don't know if there's something you all can elaborate more to how your lived experiences have really kind of added breadth and depth to the roles that you each of you play.
Absolutely. So for myself, very small town, Wisconsin, and I thought what you were supposed to do was move away and go to a university. That's what everyone was doing. School counselors were talking about, figure out where you want to go and go. So I moved about 3 hours away and realized very quickly I missed home, and my lecture hall was larger than my community. So I paused on my spring semester, moved back home, and realized there was a community college a half hour away from my house, and I never realized it was there, a half hour away. And I think it's so formative because we hear students talk about the State College of Florida and not realizing we have a campus in Venice. We have a campus in Bradenton. We have one in Lakewood Ranch. So I dove into that community college. And later on, when I transferred to finish my bachelor's degree, my internship was being a college recruiter back at my home community college. And I never left. I moved all the way up through an assistant dean role. And finally, after that, was recruited to come down here as the vice president. So I know what it's like to work while you're going to school to try and be engaged in the community and really have an understanding of the struggle. And I was thankful someone reached out to me and said, you can do this and there's different opportunities. So if my story resonates with you on pausing or not finding the right fit, give us a try. The other thing is you're never stuck. I tell students and families, even if you come in and you fill out that application and something comes up, we will help you find your fit. That's what the community is here for. We have other options and opportunities, but give us a try. We want to have that conversation with you and see if we can meet you where you are and help reach your goals.
That's terrific. And what about you, Matt?
Yeah, my story, pretty similar to Brittany's, but you know, I went to a large university. I went to the University of Alabama. I'm originally from Alabama myself. And, you know, I went through college and, you know, didn't really have a stop out period. But one thing I learned over the time that I was in there was there were just not enough resources or assistance from, you know, advisors. The people that I worked with were maybe just faculty members who just signed off on a piece of paper and said, you're good to go to take those classes. And so, you know, as I was getting to be close to being done, there was no one there to kind of say, here's what you need to do going forward. And I just kind of went and graduated and then didn't really have a pathway of where I needed to go and what was even out there for me. And so I was just working just generic retail jobs for many years and finally had decided to go back and get my master's in public administration. And then what I had learned during that degree program was I really had a passion for working in higher education because I was a TA during my second semester and just working more with faculty and students. I grew a greater passion for doing that because I was also, you know, like I said, I was doing public administration. So I had an internship with the local government there. So I was working with the admin for the county during the days and I was seeing everything he was going through. And I was like, I don't know if I really want to do government work. So I continued on that pathway through education and just continued on working with Columbia Southern afterwards once I had graduated and then continuing on to UWF for the Complete Florida program. And I think really with the Complete Florida program, just hearing student accounts and stories throughout my time, and this was throughout the entire state, you know, we worked from Pensacola down to Miami. So I heard any and all kinds of different things from students. And so that's one thing that really grew my passion even more was hearing those student stories and knowing somebody need to be able to step in to help these students with returning because I just never realized that there were over 3 million people in the state of Florida that had started a degree but never completed. And so, You know, I felt that that was a very important thing that needed to be, you know, helped throughout the state.
Well, that is really so insightful. And I think that what I heard come through on that was, number one, you're not alone. Number two, life is not linear, and that it can absolutely be a circuitous route, but it's going to create opportunities that reveal themselves that you may not even know. So even if you don't have that finite determination of clarity of your purpose, again, just keep moving because it might start to reveal itself. And to go back to State College of Florida, this is one of the things that I think is so valuable as you all serve our community, is that you have open enrollment. But can you just explain what that is? Because I think it's important all of our listeners understand that.
Almost every single person that applies, there are some parameters, very, very few, are going to be accepted. And that is our purpose as a community college. So open access, open enrollment. Some students are nervous about their high school GPA, their SAT, their ACT scores. And we say, just come in, have the conversation, but more likely than not, you're going to be admitted. Now, what we'll do is we will look, especially if it's a newer graduate from high school, we will look and analyze the transcripts a bit more to see, what are you fully prepared for?
Yeah.
Because we want students to be successful, and there's hard work, but we never want to see a struggle. So talking back to the team and mentioning Andrea LaChapelle,
yeah.
Financial aid is incorporated into this, our college and career success coaches. So we talk about not only completing a degree, but what is your career pathway? And that is so vital to us, is it's not just a certificate or a degree. We want you on a career pathway to be connected with our community, to be connected with our workforce, and to have that plan laid out long after the degree.
Yeah, that is really inspiring. And I hope everyone takes a dose of that. Were you going to add something?
Yeah, one thing I was going to add, even with what Brittany said, and even talking on her story and even mine, that I've realized over time, going to a university as your first option for like completing a degree, I think that that myth needs to be busted, just because I've really found over time with working with a lot of state colleges that the resources that these colleges have are very beneficial to students, especially if they're not truly ready to get into a large environment that the university has. I feel like state colleges offer the students the ability to start on a smaller level, have everything available for them so that they can be successful. And then once they've completed that Associates of Arts and, you know, feel a little bit more comfortable moving on to a bachelor's degree at a university, I feel a lot of the state colleges, and especially State College of Florida, does provide that for students.
Yeah.
Matt, you're exactly right with that. A lot of our students will ask the question, am I behind? I had a best friend that went to the university and I came to State College of Florida. Am I going to be behind? No, absolutely not. Again, keep in mind your own goals and your route. But many of our students, after they earn their Associate of Arts degree and they transfer on to a university, they know who to go to. They know what questions to ask. And they are joining their peers as juniors with so many other people around the state, transferring in with AAs as well. So a cohort is very different in the university setting. And I think that is a beautiful thing to say. I did the same thing with my best friend. And when we graduated together at the university, same year, we stood side by side and I said, my piece of paper is $15,000 cheaper than yours. And she goes, that's not funny. But it's the realization that you're not behind. Sometimes students indicate, I won't have the full college experience because I'm not in a dorm room. That's not what it's about. You will be able to be engaged in clubs, organizations, get involved in our campus events, attend our sporting events, and be a full-fledged college student to the capacity that you see that as. So thanks for bringing that up, Matt. I think that's a great point.
That is really wonderful. So as we kind of wrap up, Matt, how would someone find resources if they want to actually enter into and saying, hey, I actually am one of these students? How do they get the information? Where would they find that?
Students can email me at msmith, which is msmith, at cftampaby.org. So that's msmith at cftampabay.org. They can also go on the LEAP website, which is leaptampabay.org. We have a form that students can submit on there if they have questions about returning. We've expanded throughout now that we have the partnership with State College. So we initially started with just Hillsborough and Pinellas County. But if students live in Manatee or Sarasota County, absolutely reach out to us. Even if there's students north of there, I even reach out to students who live in Hernando and Pasco, too. So even if there's a wider audience, it doesn't matter where you live. We want to be able to help that student find what's going to be their best option for completion.
That is fantastic. And if people want more information about State College of Florida, you got an easy website. Where's yours?
It is scf.edu. So State College of Florida, scf.edu. A brand new website. You can click on more info or just select the green button that says apply now. We'll get you back in.
That's easy enough. I like that. Just the green button. Okay, so I really appreciate you guys being with us today. It's been so helpful and insightful. And Brittany, I think there's one other thing that we want you to reveal on this podcast. And what do you do on your, what's your side hustle?
the side hustle. Everyone, this is a point of conversation, but I am an air show announcer. So ladies and gentlemen, it's been my privilege.
That is so fun. So if you happen to be at the Lakeland Sun and Fun, just know if you hear the voice, that is the one voice you just heard on this podcast. So thank you both so much for being a part of this podcast. It was so helpful, and just really encourage anyone who's out there that is in a place where they want to get across the finish line. Your community is behind you, whether it's Planet Sarasota, LEAP Tampa Bay, State College of Florida, the whole community stands united with you. And so listeners, if you want to learn more about the Education Foundation or the resources that we provide students and teachers, you can visit our website at edfoundationsrq.org. And we certainly hope you'll get involved in our work. So thanks everyone for listening to today's episode, and be sure to tune in to other episodes of Education Conversations. For now, this is Jennifer Vine signing off for the Education Foundation of Sarasota County.